If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis criticized the NHL last week for plans to hold a hiring event aimed at diversifying the league's workforce. Imagine how racist you have to be to think that hockey isn't white enough.
From 30 Rockefeller Plaza in New York City, please enjoy this podcast edition of Late Night with Seth Meyers. On today's show, Seth chats with Kenan Thompson from Saturday Night Live. But first, a closer look.
Well, the rolling GOP meltdown that began with the party's humiliating speaker vote keeps getting crazier. Two members of Congress, Lauren Boebert and Marjorie Taylor Greene, reportedly got into a shouting match in a bathroom. Serial liar George Santos is facing calls from his own party to resign. And just in time to cool things down, Donald Trump is reportedly getting ready to rejoin Facebook and Twitter. For more on this, it's time for a closer look. Back in November, Republicans delivered one of the worst performances for an opposition party in decades. And after the results came in, they all started turning on each other and, surprisingly, on Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, yeah, he kept saying, you know, we're going to be winning so much, we'll get tired of winning. I'm tired of losing. I mean, that's all he's done.
Look, I don't think he could win in November of 24.
Trump is the past.
He's fading fast. He's a proven loser. He cost us the House in 18. He cost us the White House in 20. He cost us the Senate again and again. And I think we all know that, and I think we're moving past Trump.
First of all, it should be easy to move past Trump since he moves at the speed of a glacier smoking pot in a windstorm. Remember when he used to lumber around the debate stage like a zombie who forgot what he was supposed to be doing?
I was just in the middle of something. What? All right. Eat brains.
Even when he was the president of the United States and he actually had important places to be, he just wander slowly in circles like a guy with a metal detector on the beach who then lost the metal detector.
This is why you need the second metal detector. The metal detector.
Trump is somehow both extremely slow and also incapable of standing still. At least when Joe Biden finds himself wandering aimlessly, he freezes in place. Try to figure out what he was supposed to be doing. He just freezes like a possum that turned on the motion sensor lights in your driveway.
You guys move the garbage cans?
All right, well, let's see here. We're just starting our closer look, and that's Trump at the debate. That's Trump wandering on the lawn, and that's Biden freezing on the stage. And as we call it here at Late Night, Triple Classic Vids!
Triple Classic Vids!
Also, it's nice that Republicans finally learned how to hurt Trump's feelings. Just call him a proven loser. It's one thing to call him a loser. Anyone can do that. But proven loser is a nice turn of phrase. It's like something they put on a bottle of Trump-branded diet pills. That said, the last person I want to hear from right now is this guy, Paul Ryan. You guys remember him, the guy who looks like if Eddie Munster worked at the Heritage Foundation. He was Speaker of the House for the first 2 years of Trump's presidency and happily joined forces with Trump whenever it was convenient for the GOP. Sorry, you just don't get to dump Trump now. You know, that's just easy for you now. That's like taking Tom Brady off your fantasy team this week. You're not brave, dude. So Republicans are turning on Trump and declaring unequivocally that Trump is in the past, which means it's the perfect time for Trump to come back to Facebook and Twitter.
Mounting a comeback for the White House, former President Donald Trump is preparing a return to his Facebook and Twitter accounts. With access to his Twitter account restored, Trump's campaign is formally petitioning Facebook's parent company to unblock his account there after it was locked in response to the U.S. Capitol riot 2 years ago.
Trump's team is reportedly planning his return to Twitter and even workshopping what his first tweet will be.
That's right. Trump's staff is supposedly workshopping ideas for his first tweet. Did you guys forget how his tweets work? No matter how insane, they were immediately lost to history when he wrote his next tweet. This tweet is the craziest I've ever read. Hold up. This new tweet is the craziest I've ever read. Hold up. But I think it's great. The Trump's team is sitting around workshopping ideas for his first tweet. I hope they're really burning the midnight oil and taking weeks to craft the perfect message that will appeal to voters across the political spectrum, do extensive market research, test it with audiences, rewrite it, proofread it, and then present it to Trump just so he can say, this is great, fellas, but I'm going to go with Crooked Hillary Witch Hunt email style. It's so sad they had to put a second D on it. Now, if this is true, the timing of Trump's return could not be worse for the GOP, given that they're already at each other's throats. And Trump forcing himself back into the spotlight will only make it worse. Trump is not who you bring in to de-escalate the situation. He would be a terrible hostage negotiator.
I don't think you have the guts to kill them. Let go. It's my bullhorn now. You guys brought me in.
GOP infighting has gotten so bad, even one-time allies are now bitter enemies like Lauren Boebert and Marjorie Taylor Greene, who were once friends, but were on opposite sides of the speaker fight. Boebert and Greene reportedly got into a heated argument in the bathroom at the Capitol while all of the drama of the speaker vote was going down.
New details of a bathroom brawl in the middle of the speaker fight. According to the Daily Beast, Marjorie Taylor Greene, once a staunch critic of the Republican leadership, was in a near fight in the middle of the marathon vote. Greene reportedly screaming at her colleague and former friend, Lauren Boebert, a McCarthy holdout, in a bathroom. Right off the House floor.
Well, I guess that answers the riddle. What's worse than Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert fighting? Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert fighting in a room with an echo. Do you know who I am? Marjorie Taylor Greene does strike me as the kind of person who would wait in a bathroom stall until she overheard someone talking about her, then just kick open the door like a cowboy busting into a saloon. Oh, you think I'm a lot? So that's where we're at right now. The GOP is embroiled in a messy and very public civil war. And to make matters worse, they also have to deal with the fallout from a truly head-spinning scandal involving yet another one of their disgraced members, a guy supposedly named George Santos, who was just elected from New York's 3rd District on Long Island. As you may have heard, Santos is a serial liar who's been caught fabricating virtually every detail of his life story. Every day we learn that something else about him was a lie, and now he's facing growing calls from almost everyone on all sides of the political spectrum to step down.
It seems like every day we're learning something else about George Santos' life that simply isn't true. Now he's being accused of stealing funds from a homeless veteran's dying dog and lying about his mother being a 9/11 survivor.
Santos has admitted to lying about graduating college and to, quote, embellishing his work history.
There's a staggering amount of fantastical tales George Santos has told through the years, saying he caught a severe early case of COVID even though he was on TV 4 days later, or claiming to be a, quote, proud American Jew whose parents fled Hitler, even though he's actually Catholic and has no Jewish ancestors as far as we can tell from the records. Said he owned 13 different properties when he's never been a landlord.
This is the same George Santos who said he worked at Goldman Sachs, which was a lie, who said he worked at Citigroup, which he didn't, meaning that too was a lie. He's the same George Santos who lied about the high school he went to in New York and the college he said he graduated from. He said it was Baruch College and he got a degree in economics and finance. He didn't.
Two former Santos roommates told Patch several items went missing while they lived with Santos, including phones, expensive dress shirts, and checks from a checkbook. Also allegedly stolen by George, according to these two men, this Burberry scarf that George wore to a pro-Trump rally in Washington, D.C.
More questions are being raised about New York Congressman George Santos, including if that's even his real name. An ex-roommate of the freshman congressman had this to say.
I've always known him as Anthony DeVolder. I've never known him as George Santos.
That's right. George Santos lied about so many things, we don't even know if his real name is George Santos, which in a way is not surprising. I mean, just look at him. He looks like he's wearing a crappy disguise from The Americans. His lies have been so numerous and fantastical, it's impossible to keep track. He even lied about being a college volleyball star, which the chair of the Nassau County Republican Party revealed in a press conference last week, where he called on Santos to resign, causing the other Republican assembled behind him to laugh at how absurd it was.
Told me, I remember specifically, I'm into sports a little bit, that he was a star on the Baruch volleyball team and that they won the league championship. What can I tell you?
You gotta love New York politics. Even our leaders address damning scandals like they're doing a one-man show at Caroline's. He told me his mother was Italian, his father was Jewish, and he was in therapy. What can I tell you? That's how ridiculous this scandal is. Even they can't help but laugh. And how can you not? Claiming you're a star volleyball player at Baruch College, no less? A public college in New York City, not exactly renowned for its volleyball program. It's a pretty incredible lie. Like, I don't even see how that lie is designed to help you. We need a candidate to run in the third district. I got just the guy. Baruch College, volleyball star. Can't lose. Also, I'm pretty sure he played quarterback at Sarah Lawrence. The whole thing has turned into a nightmarish circus for Republicans. Santos can't go anywhere in the Capitol without being swarmed by reporters who block his every move, ask him if he plans to resign, and every time he ducks into an elevator to avoid questions.
Why won't you answer our questions,
Congressman, you seem to be dodging questions about your finances and about your background.
Congressman, have you spoken to Speaker McCarthy? Congressman, what about committee assignments?
Excuse me. Excuse me, please.
Do you think you're qualified to serve in Congress? Are you going to give any statement anytime soon?
Yes, we're going to need a little space here.
New York Republicans are calling you a disgrace. You will not resign.
Pardon me?
What is your response to New York Republicans?
Congressman, trying to get in the elevator. Excuse us.
Man, what would this guy do without elevators? He's going to have to live in one. When he gets in, he probably just presses every single button. I have offices on all the floors. Shut the up, George. Also, check out this move by the reporter who jumped in front of Santos before he could get into the elevator. She literally did a pick and roll to a member of Congress. And remember, he's an athlete. This is what happens when you're a party of Trump. You attract con artists like George Santos. They've taken three successive elections. They spent a week humiliating themselves with the most chaotic speaker vote in a century. Two of their looniest members got in a fight in a bathroom. Two others got in a fight on the House floor. And yet another has lied about virtually every aspect of his life. And now Trump is ready to jump back onto Facebook and Twitter, which will only make matters worse. Republicans are going to spend the next 2 years going back and forth at each other like they're on
the Baruch volleyball team.
This has been A Closer Look.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great-tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great-tasting, high-quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
Our guest tonight is an Emmy Award-winning comedian who is in his record-breaking 20th season on Saturday Night Live. The show returns live on NBC and Peacock this Saturday with host Aubrey Plaza and musical guest Sam Smith. Welcome back to the show, the one, the only, Kenan Thompson, everybody. Hello, my friend.
Plaza.
So, 20 seasons, Kenan.
Is that not crazy?
It's crazy.
It's crazy. I don't know what to do with that.
Yeah. You're coming up on as many years in this building as out of this building.
Yeah, it's like, at this point, the show is 48 years old.
Yeah.
And I've been there for 20. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
It is insane to me because SNL was, you know, it was everything growing up. And then
at the 50th anniversary of SNL, they'll do a montage of through the years. It could just be you.
It's going to be a lot of me. That's wild to me.
So, now, yeah, it's a trip because hey, we're how old when you started? 24 years old?
25, yeah.
25 years old. Yeah. And we, at the same time, you came in as a very young person, but you were also this accomplished sketch actor. So I think
one of the other things,
you know what I mean? Like. And why I say that is it's a full 20. Like a lot, I mean, I feel like the first 3 years I was there, if you squeezed it all together, it would be like 2 months of sketches. Whereas you were so useful immediately and so good at immediately.
Thank you, man. You were a
big, important cog in the machine from the jump.
That, thank you, man. I mean, it's a lot of work, but it, you know, that's what we came there to do?
Yeah.
Question mark?
I mean, now I'm very happy to say that I am, of course, not the only one who agrees about your incredible talent. And you just got this over in Hollywood.
Look at that.
There you go. Now, how is the ceremony? I know our friends Leslie Jones, J.B. Smoove were out there for you.
Yes, and my good buddy Josh Server. They all spoke from the heart, and it was a beautiful, warm, I think, August day.
Oh, that's a... You are, you know, for people that have been there, it's also still a full street.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is a full
Hollywood
Boulevard.
So a hot August day in Los Angeles.
Yeah, with a whole lot of, hey, Keenan, from across the street. And, you know, it was a very touching day.
You say you're the easiest to recognize when you're kneeling next to a star with your name on it.
1,000%. Yeah.
Did you check to see what the adjacent stars were? That's the part that is always interesting to me.
Crazy enough, I saw an L-O because the carpet was covering one, and then I saw like an L-S, so I couldn't see the full name. I was like, is that Lorne Michaels? And I'm right next to Lorne Michaels.
Really? You're on the Lorne Michaels block.
Like, literally, like, touching stars.
And you know weird. He made sure he got the best part of Hollywood Boulevard.
1,000%.
Yeah, no,
we are actually further down the street than... the actual concrete handprints. It was funny when I told Leslie that. She's like, why are you all the way down here?
Leslie's like, I'm going to give my speech down there if you want to come down, and then we'll walk back to your star. Hey, another cool thing happened this year when Keke Palmer was on the show. And you guys did a Keenan and Kel sketch, and and Kel showed up, and this just...
Oh, amazing. Look, it looks like... Does that not look like 96?
1990? Yeah. Everyone is aging very well.
Yeah. That black is not cracking.
No.
I like that.
If you showed a Nickelodeon show with white people from 1996, it would be, the audience would have screamed.
You said it.
But this was it, Kiki's
that was
idea?
That was a very special week because, yes, it was Kiki's idea. She told me about it on Monday, and she was like, I got an idea for the show, Keenan and Kelly. And I was like, say no more. Like, I get it 1,000%. And I was trying to figure out how to make, you know, Nickelodeon appealing for the SNL audience, you know what I mean? Because it's like child kind of network or whatever, and this is adult humor. And this was the first time I thought we would be able to figure that out. So we did, and then, like, you know, her tagline, you know, was just, like, off from Kel's tagline, all here it goes. So then we thought, like, what's the most nonsensical kind of thing she could say that is still kind of real? And we came up with, uh-oh, here comes the bus. And by the time she did it the third time, it was just, like, priceless.
So, everybody here is really cast. I do also want to point out, Mikey Day, perfect in that world. Like,
playing
in another world, Mikey Day is definitely on a Nickelodeon show
1,000%.
Like this.
Yeah. Or headed towards one now. But, yeah, Mikey playing Dan Frischman was great. And then Kel came in and just destroyed it. You know what I mean? It was very special.
It's a really cool thing, which I recognize we're talking about this. Usually, the people on the show, when the host comes in, they're like, oh, I have this idea from this thing I saw you in years ago. This is the first time I've heard about a host coming in and saying, I want to do something.
From your past.
Yeah, from your past.
Right, yeah.
But I think it speaks to the remarkable sense, not just that you've been on SNL for 20 years, but you had this real career beforehand.
Yeah, man, it's it's been a crazy kind of whirlwind experience. I don't really know like how to put it in words necessarily, but I'm very grateful because it was emotional even for like the crew. You know what I mean? Like, this brings me back to my childhood. Like, everybody was saying that. And walking onto that set in a place that, you know, I've been knowing for 20 years or something else. You know what I mean? It was such a blast from the past. It was amazing. So I'm beyond blessed.
You've also been there so long. One of the things, you know, I went through it as well. The longer you're there, the more you have to say goodbye to people. You say goodbye to the great Cecily Strong.
Yeah,
left the show at the Christmas Cecily. Show, and yeah. There you are with Austin.
One time for Cecily.
It must be emotional when people leave. I remember my last show. You couldn't stop crying. Do you remember that? You were just
yeah.
Sobbing.
I mean, everybody was just like. Couldn't move when you left. It was unbelievable. I remember. I'm laughing about it now only because it's been so long.
I got a lot more to ask you. Will you stick around?
Absolutely.
We'll be right back with more from the great Keenan Thompson, everybody. Welcome back to Late Night. We're here with Keenan Thompson. This is really cool. Speaking about how long you've been at the show, Aubrey Plaza... hosting this week, the fantastic Aubrey Plaza, was in 2004 when we were both there, an intern in the set department.
Is that not crazy?
What a trip. That now the interns are coming back. That's how long
man.
You've been there.
Yeah, I know. So I'm going to start hurting at some point.
Yeah. I will say, and I think this reflects very well on you, this is a real reminder, be nice to the interns. Which
1,000%.
I'm sure you always have been.
1,000%. Like, all this week I've been like, I feel like I was nice to her, but... Do I know for
we
sure?
We do all have bad days.
Yeah.
But it's a real mistake to take it out on the interns because just based on, you know, life expectancy, they're going to be around after we're long gone.
Just
we
that
were talking
man.
About, you know, I have authors on the show a lot.
Yes, you do.
And you were lamenting the fact that you've never been on to talk about your book because I, of course, did not know. Or certainly assume that you hadn't written a book, but you actually have been writing books.
Yes, I've been dabbling in the world of authoring, if you will. And I'm very excited to present some of my work here tonight.
And you write under a pen name?
I do.
Okay. Would you like to leave and have me introduce you as your pen name?
Oh, that's fun.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
Can we do that?
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I'm going. Okay, I'll be right back.
This is really exciting, everybody. Our next guest is a science fiction writer with the third in his Quark series. Please welcome the author of Quinsley's Nebula, Pernice LaFonc. Mr. LaFonc, what an honor to have you here.
Seth Lee, it is an honor and a privilege to be graced with your presence as well, my friend.
Now, you are a science fiction writer. Where do you get your wonderful ideas about space and these fantastic characters?
Oh, the cosmos provides. The cosmos most definitely provides. And I would just love to read a bit of my.
Do you want to read a passage?
My
well,
work yeah, to
here
you,
we go. This is
will.
So exciting. And I've read all the books in the Quark series, so this is very exciting.
And you respect mine? Thank you very much. Wonderful. The name of the book is Quinsley's Nebula. Here is a passage from chapter 13, beta 4.
Your chapters always have the most wonderful titles.
Yes. Big fan of Star Wars. There is thunder on the planet Persephone 9. Mm. But it makes not the cracking sound it does on Earth. Rather, it makes a different noise every single time. No sound of thunder ever repeats on this barren planet, a fact that Captain Grax Pendlesmith was unaware of as he steered his ship to an uneasy landing amidst the swirling storm. Kerflank! Went the thunder as his trusty ship, the Pegasus, lurched to the right. Buclamp! Went the next, followed by a Paloma, Shalimar, and finally, Futhermucker. Thank you.
so
good time.
So wonderful.
Thank you very much.
And now, you're doing a book signing at Barnes & Noble tonight?
Not tonight. It's very early in the morning. If you wouldn't mind showing up at 5 a.m., I will be there promptly at 5:07.
I don't even think Barnes & Noble is open that early. Are you doing it outside the Barnes & Noble?
It's a side deal on the sidewalk.
So you're doing a book signing on the sidewalk outside of Barnes & Noble?
Yes, I'm very brave. Very brave. And I'm looking forward to it. Also, I will be introducing my follow-up book, Amazon Boobies on the Moon. So look
where did you get that idea?
I think in the shower.
Now, what do you smoke? Can I just ask real quick, Pernice, what do you usually smoke?
I think you know. I think you know. You know?
This is very exciting. I know that Netflix is adapting this into a series, and there's some really exciting casting news you have.
Is that happening? Oh, I wasn't aware of that. I'm very excited to hear their plans.
Do you even have a Netflix account?
And could you explain, what is this Netflix? Exactly. This is fun.
Pernice LaFonk, you, of course, are also Kenan Thompson. You are a dear friend. Give it up one more time. For Kenan, everybody, SNL returns this week with host Aubrey Plaza and musical guest Sam Smith.
Late Night with Seth Meyers airs weeknights on NBC at 12:35, 11:35 Central. Original music on the Late Night podcast is by the HE Band. Don't forget to follow the handle Late Night Seth on social media and tell your friends to subscribe to the Late Night Podcast wherever they get their podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.